Nigel, let's start with reflective thoughts, if you can. A couple of days on, how do you look back and reflect on the defeat at Gillingham now?
Unbelievably disappointed. Didn't play well second half, but having said that, to get to 86, 87 minutes away from home with a 0-0 to give the game away then is unforgivable. And it is us giving the game away as well. It's not teams particularly doing much against us. In the last couple of matches, we've made three mistakes against Preston and we've made two on Saturday and we've been punished for them.
Is that down to individual mentality, focus, concentration? What do you put it down to?
It's individual mentality and team mentality as well. You know, we're saying when you get to that situation and you're away from home, the priority is don't lose the game after 86 minutes. If we can win it, and that's what we're trying to do with the substitutions we made, bringing on forward players, Mark McNulty, Jamal Campbell-Rice and Jason Holt to get forward. But that still shouldn't matter. It still shouldn't be to sacrifice actually not losing the game. And that's what we're looking for the goalkeeper and the back four to do much more than they did on Saturday late on.
Is that patience away from home something you've preached then? To be able to stay in a game, to be able to make sure you are in it for a long period of it and then try and nick it? Is that kind of the philosophy?
No, because the way we played first half, we had situations when we're going forward and we've got to get a goal. And I thought over the course of the game, they created very little. They hit the bar with a volley from edge of the box or something, one of those out of nowhere. But didn't really create much. I can't remember Mark having a shot and not too many situations. And we got into around the edge of their box. Poor decisions. So no, the aim is to try and win the game as early in the first half if we can. Go forward, which we did. It was just poor decision making that let us down.
Do you think a few of your attacking players are just off the boil then? Is it as simple as that?
Yeah, it looked a little bit. I don't think they got the best service up to them second half. That's the thing we've looked at as well. Too many aimless long balls in the second half went straight through to the goalkeeper. We've got to be a bit more patient and play and get them better service. So it was a combination, but we looked disjointed in the second half, which is maybe going to happen when you get new players as well, when you're trying to bed them in at, you know, in January, February that we are, not ideal. So we're striving to get the right balance out there.
I suppose you do change your team quite a lot, don't you? You tend to make changes to your side as well. Some would say that consistency breeds, I guess, familiarity.
Well, yeah, we made 10 changes against Swindon, and I think you commented afterwards how it didn't make any difference at all. So, and then we go to Gillingham, make just a few, and then it looks disjointed. So, no, it's just a responsibility of the players on the day. They know what's expected of them as well, and they didn't deliver on Saturday.
How do you treat that going forwards then? Do you give those same 11 the chance to turn it around and have another go, or do you tinker with it again?
No, we try and put a team out. We pick the best team to win the game. It's not tinkering, it's just what do we think is going to get us 3 points against Colchester? And we thought the team we put out had enough attacking players, you know, in midfield. We've gone without Michael Doyle in there, so to try and get a little bit more attacking threat. And we certainly don't want to give up any solidity with that. So we're going to sit down, have a chat and see who's ready for a game tomorrow.
Do you feel that the top two is gone now? Is that out of reach after the weekend?
Still not completely, but with them Swindon winning, then it's going to make it very difficult. But no, we don't give up on it yet.
It's a big gap, isn't it? 18 points. I know there's still 20 games to go, so mathematically, yep, Obviously still there. But it's a big gap.
Yeah, it is. But our priority has always been to chase the top two. But it's also to make sure we're in the top six. So I think that's the priority at the moment.
Yeah, I guess that's got to be the next step then, hasn't it? Make sure you're back in that top six and can hold a place in there.
That's it. With games in hand, you'd hope that we can do that. But you've got to win games like tomorrow night and not lose at Gillingham, you know. Great win against Swindon. We should have had could have gone into tomorrow night with 4 points and two clean sheets. And then we go into an altogether different frame of mind.
Why do you think the players do find it difficult to do what we've seen them do so well in the Cups, be so creative going forwards? Why do you think they find it difficult in the league?
I don't know. I think that's probably why we're they're playing in League One as well. If they could do it week in, week out, they might be in the next league up or even higher, maybe. And there's youngsters, and it's an element of learning as well, how to win games and how not to lose them. And you'd be amazed from the position of not losing, then you go on and win it. And when there's 92, 93 minutes gone, it's 0-0 and we're at Gillingham and we have an attack or we get a corner, we might win the game.
I know that you said after the game at the weekend about the young players, it might be time to maybe bring some experience in as opposed to giving those young players that chance.
Yeah, well, there's naivety out there when you do, you know. There were no 17 or 18 year olds in Gillingham side on Saturday, and there isn't in the majority of the teams that we play in this at this level. So we're trying to bring youngsters through, we're trying to get promoted, we're trying to win games, we're trying to get that balance of everything at the moment. And, you know, little Reedy's been excellent for us, I think, in the big games as much as anything, and he struggled on Saturday. You know, Che looks as exciting as anybody that we've seen at 18 years old at this level. But once again, he struggled Saturday. So it's difficult to know that before you put them on the pitch.
So difficult, isn't it? Because that's something that you clearly want to do. It's something that you enjoy doing, bringing those young players through.
Well, I think that's where we're going next season, the season after, whatever. If we're around, then those players can only get better if we give them the opportunity. We've seen Harrison McGay start the season well. He's not been able to get in because of the centre halves, and he's gone a little bit backwards now in terms of his development, which when you're not playing regularly, that's inevitable.
Do you feel you know your best 11 right now then?
No. Well, we haven't seen everybody available yet. First chance on Saturday to put Paul Coutts and Jose Baxter and Reedy in a team together. Haven't got James Wallace and Scougal available, so Matty Doan wasn't available. So until we get everybody available, that's impossible to know.
How long do you think it will take then? Obviously, the injury front of things will change that, but how long do you think it will take for you to know your best 11?
When we've got everybody available and we can try different things. Usually, once again, you're doing this in pre-season as well, trying different formations, but you know, with the four or five coming in January, then they've got to settle in a bit quicker.
How do you think they have settled in then over this last week or so?
Yeah, generally not bad. Obviously, we know the majority of the lads, but we like Paul Coutts. We think he's a good player, you know. We get him on the ball and he showed times on Saturday. He's very comfortable on the ball at any level, really. We just want him to really run the game for us and go and create a little bit more. John Brayford, I think the weight of expectations affecting him at the moment a little bit. You know, coming back and everything that he did so well for us last season. So he's just got to relax a little bit and play like he did 12 months ago.
And still looking to recruit as well. Any update on that front? The loan window officially back open now?
Yeah, no. And there's one or two inquiries being made, but nothing definite at this moment.
And that's for the physical striker, the physical presence you need?
Yeah, Michael Higdon will be back hopefully by the weekend. So he provides an element of that for us. But we could still do with another one if we can.
And are you looking at players in higher divisions that might want to drop down? How are you viewing that?
Everything. It's about the sort of player, I think, rather than where they're coming from.
I guess physicality, is that something you're looking at throughout the team? Do you think you've got physicality throughout the team?
No, I don't think we've got enough of that. But then again, you look at the height difference in the Tottenham games and the Southampton games, and we didn't lack there. We defended, and QPR as well, they were a far bigger side than us. It's about the attitude and everything. And it didn't matter Saturday. We didn't get done from a set play or anything. We got done from a sort of schoolboy goal, really. It was that sort of one, a poor kick. Return straight back and we've switched off and it's a goal.
How patient can you be in that search for that physical player?
Well, we're as patient as we have to be. There's not too many out there and not too many are available. You know, I think Chris O'Grady provided us with that option when he came in December. So it's that sort of thing we're looking for.
How about players going out? I know you were looking at maybe getting Harrison McGahey sometime somewhere.
Yeah, we're still looking now. The window's open again. We'll pursue that one. And there's one or two others, if they're not in the squad, you know, Craig Alcock and Flo. If they can't get game time, then it's best to get out and play some football.
Have clubs been coming to you then? Do you know which clubs you might target to send them to?
Yeah, we've had inquiries for all three of them. So it's just getting the right club to suit them now.
Looking ahead to this game then, lots of people and lots of fans have been in touch with us saying, can we throw a bit of caution to the wind this weekend, this Tuesday night against Colchester? Can we go out and just go on the front foot, go on the attack at home in front of a crowd that will want to see that, won't they?
That's how we try and approach every game, and that's got nothing to do with formations or anything. You look at some of our performances earlier on in the season when we battered teams at times, couldn't score the goals that we deserved. So that's what we're looking to do in every home game. We'll get a team out there to try and do that on Tuesday night.
It's what the fans want to see, isn't it? Everyone wants to see attacking football.
Yeah, we want to see it as well. That's why we put attacking players onto the pitch on Saturday. You know, if we want to sit and we'll play defensive midfielders, holding midfielders or whatever, but, you know, you play Murphy, we play Che, we play Jose, we play Paul Coutts, we play Reedy to go forward, we play Ben Davis, you know. There's hardly defensive players in those.
And it's just about, I guess, then that creativity coming to fruition.
It is, and just getting the right attitude and getting the right balance. So it's the word's balance, that's what we're looking for within the team that we pick.
Team news-wise then, how are you looking? Any new knocks or niggles?
No, we're hoping Matty Doan will be available. So it'll be the same squad with him added.
What will he bring then? Is he available to go straight into the starting lineup? Is he fit enough to do that?
Not sure. We'll assess him before the game tomorrow. He's done a bit of training on Monday morning, which is good. And he's desperate to get out there if he can.
Yeah, I guess he's someone that you want to see out there as well. You've brought him in for that reason.
Yeah. to get his goals and to be that spark that we're looking for. So But we still know there's another 19 games after tomorrow night as well, and we don't want to risk him for those.
Is there any further prognosis on Stefan Skugel? How's he looking?
Yeah, he's still very sore. It's still going to be a few weeks, I think. Maybe 4 weeks, even 4 to 6 weeks. So, once again, we'll know a bit more. These knees, you know, until they really settle down, then you're never really quite sure. But he did get a nasty whack on the side of his knee.
What do you make to Colchester then?
Well, we know the centre forward, Chris Porter, who's got a couple of goals since he's gone there. And it'd be nice to see Chris even after a few weeks again. I hope he gets a good reception from our supporters. So, they're a team that's done better away from home than at home. It's funny because we know how good a home record that Gillingham had on Saturday. But Colchester have fared better on the travels. So we've got to be careful. As much as we want to throw caution to the wind, the last thing you want to do is go a goal behind at home.
It's almost written in the script, isn't it, Chris Porter?
We hope not. I hope we can take care of him defensively, but also be aware of the threat. One thing's for certain, he'll be trying his socks off tomorrow night.
They're a side, like you say, on the road, unbeaten in four now. They seem to know how to set up away from home.
Yeah, they're very solid. Sort of somebody sitting in front of the back four there, a lad from Norwich, Fox, and don't go far and look to hit you on the break, you know, with Chris or whatever, and a couple of people breaking from midfield. So we have to be aware of that.
And I'm in no which way going to use the term a must-win game, but people will look at this, won't they, and say this should be 3 points, and this really has to be 3 points, doesn't it, if you're going to keep that push up?
Yeah, hopefully. It doesn't have to be, because there's still 57 to play for after that. So, but it'd be nice to get the 3 points before we go to Bristol City on Saturday.